Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning, everyone, and happy primary day, Connecticut. Voters are headed to the polls. And in a few other states today, too, Colorado, Minnesota, Georgia. But some of the most exciting races to watch are right here in the Constitution State or Nutmeg State, whichever nickname you prefer. One of the big races is the Republican primary for Senate, of course. Former House member Rob Simmons led in the polls early on this year. But the recent leader is former wrestling CEO Linda McMahon. And then there's a gubernatorial race. The margins are narrow for both the Democratic and Republican contests, which are leading up to what promises to be a close general election. So, Connecticut voters, we want to hear from you. It's our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific primary day exit poll. Who did you vote for or plan to vote for today in the Senate or gubernatorial contest or any other one that you want to bring up? And why? What's influencing your vote one way or the other? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. We're just going to take a few minutes for this at the top of the show today. But as we do on every election day in one way or another, it's our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific election day exit poll today for the primary in Connecticut. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or you can do it in print on our website. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehr Show. And as your calls come in, Ted Mann, political reporter for the day, is here to talk Connecticut primaries with us. Hey, Ted, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
And a lot of attention is on the Senate race because of Dodd retiring and Linda McMahon, star power and money. But the gubernatorial primaries may actually be more exciting to watch. Tell us first what's going on with the Democrats on that ballot today.
Well, the Democratic primary for governor is probably the closest race in the state. In the Q poll that came out yesterday morning, it was judged too close to call and was within the margin of error. And that is Dan Malloy, who sought the nomination 4 years ago and lost to John DeStefano, facing off against Ned Lamont, who 4 years ago was busy beating Joe Lieberman in a Democratic primary. And they have been engaged in a pretty tough, some would say nasty race over the last few weeks. Lamont is trying to sort of run on his executive and his business experience this time around, accentuating that, whereas Malloy was the mayor of Stamford for 14 years and takes a lot of credit for that city's rebound. But they have they've very much taken the gloves off, and it is going to go down to a good old-fashioned get-out-the-vote contest this morning.
Now, you mentioned Ned Lamont, and for a lot of people who may not even be following Connecticut primaries very closely, they may think, oh, Ned Lamont, that guy who was running, as you say, against Lieberman. He actually won the Democratic primary against Lieberman by running against the Iraq War a few years ago. That's what caused Joe Lieberman to run as an independent and get elected that way, not as a Democrat. And here is Ned Lamont. And from what I've been hearing, you know, from Connecticut, he's not making progressives as happy as he was when he ran against Lieberman. Is that correct?
Well, I think there's some truth to that, although the interesting part is he is accentuating something that he did say in 2006. The business side of him was meant to leaven, I think, the anti-war side that might have looked too radical to primary voters. He would mention his experience growing a business, but that is front and center this time. And this is the guy who is now saying he's got what it takes to come in and cut a very big budget deficit that is looming a year out from now. There are some progressives who are not on his side this time. Certainly the core that was running the campaign 4 years ago for Senate is not all still there, although some of his supporters still are. And you can see on some of the more liberal blogs and newspaper columns that there's still a lot of support for Lamont. But yes, it's a very different sort of campaign that he's putting together, and it's a different message to primary voters.
He's not running on social change, progressive change for the state of Connecticut if he becomes governor.
Yeah, well, and it's also that there's not a single issue the way there was with the war.
Mm-hmm.
In that Senate primary, as much as some people wanted to talk about other things, it was about Joe Lieberman, distaste among Democrats for Joe Lieberman and the war in Iraq, and this is a much more complicated sell.
And Malloy, is he running? Is it all just about competence in the era of state budget deficits?
We're having an outsider-insider debate. Malloy says he, you know, has done the sort of budget maneuvering that is going to be necessary in running a city for 14 years, and that he's going to be better able to work with the legislature and work with Republicans. And Lamont is saying that that's just simply not the right set of skills for this time, and he really does rely a whole lot on his experience running a small company.
All right, Connecticut listeners, where are you? You are not calling in yet for this informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific primary day exit poll. Is it just too hot to pick up the phone? Come on, it's only 10, 11 in the morning. Or is interest so low? I know primaries have low turnouts, but come on, folks. When we did our Fairfield County anecdotal census segment a few weeks ago, we were flooded with calls. So are you folks not voting today? If you're voting in these primaries, call us up right now. We're only going to do this for about 5 minutes. So get in right now. Tell us real quick, and you can get out real quick. Who are you voting for in any of these primaries? Governor on the Democratic side or the Republican side? Senate on the Republican side? For McMahon or Simmons or Peter Schiff, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 for Ted Mann, political reporter for the day. Ted, how about the Republican gubernatorial primary? They have a Republican governor now. There is a Republican governor now, Jody Rell.
And you wouldn't know it to hear them talk about it. The current governor is not very popular with Republican primary voters, and there has been something of a three-way contest among the Republican candidates to move away from her and her record. The lieutenant governor, who has been closing the gap on the leader, Tom Foley, Mike Fedeli, the lieutenant governor, has been really trying to sort of separate himself from Jody Rell's record. They feel generally that she didn't stand up enough to Democrats, that she presided over a solution to the most recent budget that involved tax increases when Republicans believed in the legislature that they could have cut more spending. So it's really come down to Tom Foley and Mike Fedeli and whether or not Foley, with a similar outsider message to what Lamont is saying to Democrats, can win out and sort of hold his lead over Fedeli, who is making an argument that he has been there, done that, and has a better record for negotiating.
And does this outside Republican argument work in Connecticut? I mean, if there's supposed to be such a thing as a moderate Republican anymore in the United States, it's supposed to be a New England Republican. And, you know, maybe this is an issue in the Senate race, too, with McMahon running against Simmons primarily. But is that a factor here? Is this who can out-Republican the other one?
Partly. And then I think we've got to take the outsider thing with a grain of salt. Tom Foley is the outsider, but he was a U.S. ambassador to Ireland and a major fundraiser for George Bush. And he worked in the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq. So this is not a guy who's coming from outside of the sort of sphere of government power. And the same could be argued about McMahon, who obviously is, you know, she comes from pro wrestling. But if you look at the campaign, it's being run by every prominent Republican consultant they could pay in D.C. and in Connecticut.
Kathy in Stamford, you're on WNYC. Here they come. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I just had to get to a place where I can pull the car over. Well, I'm voting for Dan Malloy, not just because I'm from Stamford, but that is, I'm sure, a part of it. We had a horrible snowstorm a couple years ago, and I live way out in the country, and our roads didn't get plowed at all for a day and a half. I picked up the phone. I dialed his home phone number. He answered. No barriers at all. He said, "What's the problem? Where are you? It's taken care of." An hour later, it was taken care of. So he's that kind of a hands-on politician who's used to work in the local level and the grassroots, and I think that's what we need for Connecticut. And if I don't take a breath, I can also say I almost considered turning Republican, registering Republican, so I could vote against the circus clown, Linda McMahon.
Huh. So the last time you voted in a Senate race, did you vote for Ned Lamont over Joe Lieberman?
I absolutely did. I would vote for Satan over Joe Lieberman.
Uh-huh. And yet you won't give Lamont your vote for governor.
It was a different race. It's a different office. Governor is not senator. Joe Lieberman is not Dan Malloy. Joe Lieberman needs to be taken out in the worst possible way. He's a horrible representative of our state. and Lamont was the best chance we had to get him. And the reason Lieberman got elected was because the Republicans crossed over and put him in because they know he's not a Democrat. Malloy is a good, serious, I've been involved in politics since Chicago for 50 years. Mm-hmm. Malloy is a good, serious Richie Daley, not the old man Daley, Richie the son. Uh-huh. Roll up his sleeves and get work done, politician.
Kathy, thank you very much. All right, our lines are almost full. What we are lacking so far is a McMahon caller. We just had someone who we were going to go to, and her line dropped off. So we need a, after what Kathy just said about your candidate, we need a good Linda McMahon caller at 212-433-WNYC. 212, come on, there's no such thing as a long-distance call charge anymore. So you can dial that 212-433-9692 and tell us why you're voting for Linda McMahon today, who Nick in Hartford is not voting for. Hi, Nick.
Hey, it's Ron.
How you doing?
I just want to let you know that you mentioned Rob Simmons and Linda McMahon, but you forgot to mention Peter Schiff. You know, I just turned 18 recently, and I'm voting for the first time in my life, and I'm voting for Peter Schiff because, you know, he has a huge online following. He predicted the economic collapse. You know, he's not getting a lot of media coverage. He had a big media buy this past week on, you know, mailings and on the TV. You know, I'm surprised you didn't mention him.
Absolutely. And I did mention him, although I did it on the second pass, I admit, because he's seen as the also-ran in the race. But Ted Mann, political reporter for the day, why is Peter Schiff, who many people know from watching him on CNN, from, you know, CNBC as well, seeing him having predicted aspects of the financial crunch, and he really is the Ron Paul candidate for Connecticut, right? He's the original kind of Tea Party guy, super libertarian. If Rand Paul won in Tennessee, why isn't Peter Schiff supposed to do better today in Connecticut, as well known as he has been and with the lines that he takes?
Well, two reasons. He is definitely the Ron Paul candidate. He was a big fundraiser for Paul up here. Partly, the Republican Party in Connecticut is not the Republican Party in Kentucky, and there is, I think, real resistance to going that far outside of the party's mainstream. I mean, that's the thing about McMahon, is she's not that much of a leap. She's a new face, but she's not that much of a leap from people they already know. Paul is really sort of he's giving us an object lesson in the difference between online notoriety and popularity and what matters on the ground. He has very fervent followers, and we hear a lot from them. And he has been a hit at Tea Party rallies, but there hasn't seemed to have been a real groundswell in large enough numbers that would make him a factor in the primary so far. His media buy has been very noticeable. Everybody has been talking about the ad he's been running, showing Linda McMahon in the WWE ring kicking a gentleman in the groin. But it also seems a little too late. It really just started running, I believe, only a week and a half ago.
Here's a McMahon voter, I think. Corky, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, I am a McMahon voter. I'll tell you something. I had a husband. I'm a widow. I had a husband who always said it would be better to get a business person into politics rather than a politician, because the further up you go, the more rear ends they kiss.
There you go. So Linda McMahon is the business person, and that's the ethic that you want coming in.
Absolutely, because she certainly made a tremendous business. She's knowledgeable. She's a business.
Do you care that it's the wrestling business, which is seen as kind of culturally seedy?
Well, I think it's seedy, but I don't care because she's the brains.
Corky, thank you very much. So, Ted, does Corky represent a lot of McMahon voters today?
I think that's right. I think that there are a lot of people who like the attitude she has projected. They are the McMahon campaign has really skirted the wrestling issue very well. They dismiss it as a soap opera, and instead, what you get is a lot about Linda's personality, the personal struggles that she and Vince McMahon had financially and otherwise. And I think that people have been more drawn to that than a lot of journalists and maybe other candidates expected they would be.
All right. Let me get one Lamont and one Simmons in here before we run out of time, since we've heard from the opposition to them. Alex in Stamford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It's actually, I'm torn in my support for Lamont. I was actually undecided up until last night, and I wound up, because I respect Dan Malloy greatly, so it was a really close call. I wound up going with Lamont mostly strategically to nullify Foley's outsider argument in the general election. So I think that it's an anti-incumbent year, it's an anti-politician year, so I think Lamont has a better shot in the general election.
Thank you very much, and I'm going to go right on to Mike in Stanford. Voting on the Republican side for Senate. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who's your candidate?
Fidelli and Simmons all the way. Anyone that listened to the debate with Simmons in it, it was just a no-brainer. And just as an aside, my wife voted for Malloy, and I agree with the young lady that spoke earlier. I take Malloy over Lamont any day, and I was a strong Lamont supporter 4 years ago. I'll vote for Satan to get rid of Lieberman.
So you're voting for Simmons. So you're a Republican, but your wife's a Democrat?
That's right. We're a mixed household.
An intermarriage. I wonder if that'll show up on the census form that way. Why Simmons? To many Republicans in Connecticut, he's yesterday's kind of go-along-to-get-along moderate Republican. Linda McMahon is more the new breed.
Well, you know, to be honest, maybe I'm a go-along-to-get-along Republican. In the general election, I may very well shift more towards Democratic. I mean, Simmons makes a lot more sense to me than Schiff or Linda McMahon. I mean, both of them, I'm sorry, they don't represent me. I'm a much more mainstream liberal Republican.
Okay.
And I just can't get my head around either of them, especially McMahon.
Mike, thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. And Ted Mann, political reporter for the day. A last word on exactly that point, and I referred to it before. If there's such a thing as a moderate or liberal Republican anymore, it's a Northeast Republican, Susan Collins, Olympia Snow. But we saw Scott Brown win the Ted Kennedy seat, obviously, in Massachusetts this year. Is there such a thing as a Northeast Republican in the nutmeg Constitution state anymore?
I think there are some. I think Rob Simmons would say he's one, and so would a lot of the folks who are still supporting him. And the main question for November is going to be, where do those people go? If there's a 25-point or a 30-point Simmons minority in the primary today, is that a sort of block of centrist Republican voters who can be pulled away by the Democrats to keep that seat?
Well,
that's the question.
No doubt we will be talking again between now and November. That's it for our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific primary day exit poll for those of you in Connecticut today. And whoever wins on the Republican side in the Senate race will be going on to face Richard Blumenthal, and that certainly will be hotly contested this year. Ted Mann, political reporter for the day. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And up next, we will look more closely at the oil company involved in the Congressman Rangel ethics charges, Nabors Industries, which Rangel allegedly helped get a $500 million tax break. Who are they? What's their relationship with the Manhattan congressman?